Welcome to Nail It In 3, brought to you by the coach and the collaborator. With many people still working from home, some are managing to thrive, but at the same time, many of us are struggling with a whole range of challenges. In this episode, we have a special guest, the wonderful Helen Walker of York Walker, a life, business and career coach, who amongst a coaching program focuses on confidence.
The way that you think greatly influences the actions you take in life. Your beliefs have the power to hold you back, disadvantage you, and stop you from ever realizing your true potential. These beliefs significantly impact how confident you feel. Just because we believe something doesn't make it true. The good news is, beliefs are just thoughts, and thoughts can be changed. Changing the way you think is the secret to building confidence that lasts a lifetime. There's something else to remember. Your mind thrives on certainty. Right now, during the times of COVID and lockdown, our lives are anything but. Most of us are working from home, and for many, this might be the first time. Zoom replaces face-to-face meetings. We're now all the more conscious of how we look and how we sound. There's talk of a new normal and return to work. What will that even look like? There's no wonder our confidence takes a knock. It's not your fault. We're hardwired to approach change with caution and suspicion. So if you're feeling less than confident, you are perfectly normal and certainly not alone. These beliefs have been there so long, they are embedded into our unconscious thinking. Without even realizing, we are telling ourselves a thousand things that aren't even true. Ever heard that voice in your head tell you, you're not good enough? This career path isn't for women. You're not experienced enough. You're too old. Or maybe you're too young. Or making mistakes is a bad thing. We call these limiting beliefs. Step one is to become aware of your faulty thinking. This one requires some serious inward reflection. Write down the thoughts. Every time you have a thought that you don't want, one that holds you back, stops you from saying yes, trying something new, or makes you feel not good enough in some way, then write it down. Don't rely on your memory for this one. Your mind is hardwired to keep you alive and safe. I know it sounds weird, but your mind thinks it's doing the right thing by reminding you of these limiting beliefs. So it's going to work really hard to keep them in the forefront of your mind. Identify the thoughts that crop up again and again. These are your limiting beliefs. Once you're aware of these thoughts, you can change them.
Step 3. Identify new beliefs.
Next to each negative statement, I want you to write a new belief. One that's motivating, uplifting, and powerful. For example, one of your limiting beliefs might be, I'm not as experienced as other people in my team. My work isn't as good, so I need to work harder than my colleagues to create the same standard of work. It's important to me that my work is perfect. There's actually a few limiting beliefs in this statement, and you can see how we carry around so many untruths about ourselves, which fuel that negative voice in our heads. This ultimately limits our success and our happiness. Your new belief might read, I have a great deal of experience that I've built up over many years. This experience makes me a valuable member of the team. I always give 100% effort, and that's all anyone can ask of me. It's important for me to remember that perfection doesn't exist. At first, you might not believe your new statements, but remember, you've spent a lifetime reinforcing these lies and negative beliefs.
Step 4. Stick at it.
It's going to take a little bit of time and work for these new beliefs to become your automatic thinking. Stick with it though, because when this thinking becomes automatic, life suddenly transforms, as does your confidence and self-belief.
Step 5, consistency.
The key to making all of this stick? Consistency. Think of it like learning a new language. You wouldn't expect to pick up a phrase book, read it once, and then remember it all fluently, would you? Forming new beliefs is exactly the same. You've got to practice, you've got to keep rereading these new beliefs. Every time you have a negative thought that holds you back, write it down and reframe it. Learn this like your life depends on it, because actually, the quality of your life does depend on transforming the way you think. It's easy to feel like giving up, but give it a few months and you'll be so glad you stuck at it. When your confidence is sky high and you no longer have this faulty thinking, when you're going after your dreams, you're more successful and ultimately happier. You will thank every moment you spent working on this. Remember,
step 1, faulty thinking. Step 2, write down the thoughts. Step 3, identify new beliefs. Step 4, stick at it. Step 5, consistency.
Remember, the most important project you will ever work on is yourself. It's well worth the effort.
This was an extended edition of Nail It in 3, brought to you by the coach and the collaborator. And today's special guest, Helen Walker of York Walker. Welcome to Nail It in 3, brought to you by the coach and the collaborator.